This morning, we're visiting with City Administrator for Marshall, Connie Latimer. Well, Connie, it's my understanding that your council approved your budget for the new fiscal year. I want to talk to you a little bit about that budget. Let's talk numbers specifically and how you feel about it.
At this point, if we spend the money that we have earmarked for this year's budget, we would end up a little over $500,000 in the red at the end of the year. Nobody likes that. I hate it, but it just is what it is, and it's like I told the council, I don't see any point in trying to sugarcoat it. I mean, I could have taken everything out of there that everybody asked for and things that we desperately need. And the biggest part of that is street. You know, that would take care of it. It's our street program of $600,000. So that's a big deal. We had a lot more than that budgeted, but we took it down this far. But we don't feel like we can cut it any farther than that. We think the $600,000 is probably about as slow as we really want to go. We have to be able to maintain the integrity of our streets. And if we lose a street, it costs us a lot more than that to rebuild one. So part of the deficit as well is our workers' comp insurance premium. We are hopeful that that will not be in the $400,000 range. And kind of what we're basing that on is money that we would happen to recover from the accident on I-70 last December. And then if we get money back, then that will lower that premium. So, you know, hopefully, I mean, this should be worst-case scenario, or it was worst-case scenario until we talked about the grand jury or the lack thereof. So what that will do to us will be the equivalent of at least one full-time police officer as far as expense, because we have so many court hours that are budgeted for the police department, you know, for them to go to court. And without having the grand jury, then that means the police have to be there. You know, they'll be there, sit there through the entire court process, which could be all day. And then they can't go to work that night if they've been up all day long. So then we have to pay overtime. So you're looking at entry-level patrolman, have be a third-class officer. That's a salary of $33,966. Plus benefits on top of that. So, you know, that's going to hit us with more to our deficit than what we started out.
Let me ask what is seems like an easy question on the surface, but probably isn't. How did we get here? How are revenues down? What's causing this?
Well, basically, revenues have stayed the same, and then they may be down a little bit, but they've stayed the same. But we haven't increased our revenues to keep up with our expenses. And our expenses have increased just like everyone else's. You know, I mentioned to a lady last week, she was concerned because we had done the rock and the oil as opposed to doing asphalt overlay on Odell Street. And I explained to her that the overlay was $350,000 and the rock and the oil was $92,000. And I said, aren't you retired? And she said, yes. And I said, well, you know, your income stays the same, correct? And she said, yes. And I said, what about your expenses? And she said, oh, they go up all the time. And I said, well, just pretend that the city's retired. I said, that's what happens to us. You know, every time everyone else's expenses increase, ours increase as well. And I think sometimes people forget that. You know, I don't think they forget it on purpose. I just think they don't think along those lines, because whenever my utility bill goes up at home, our utility bill goes up for the city. And because we have city-owned utilities, people think we don't pay for that, but we do. We pay a lot of utility bills. Fuel cost is the same. I was in a meeting with Councilman Brandt and some other folks, and he said when he went on the council, asphalt was like $30 a ton, and now it's $100. You know, so it's just the fuel cost, and again, the workers' comp insurance, all of our property insurance, you know, things that we own, whether it's equipment or whether it's real property, all of that sort of stuff. Whenever everyone else's goes up, ours increases as well.
So how do we get back to where we need to be? What's the answer here, or is there an answer?
Oh, I don't know. We've got to figure out a way to increase our revenue, that's for sure, and we're kind of kicking around a few things here and there, so it's a little early for us to say exactly what we think we're going to have to come up with. I know when we talked about the budget, I did see on the infamous blogs where we got hit pretty hard about we give everything to ConAgra, which is really the farthest thing from the truth. I mean, they ask us for very little, and we did an abatement several years ago with them on personal property is what it's called to when they did an expansion, but it was an in-plant expansion, and it was tied to 150 jobs, and they have to give us a report every month, and they have maintained or exceeded 180-plus jobs throughout this whole thing. And so they've done more than their share of what the agreement was with them. So us doing that for ConAgra certainly did not put us in this position. For what they've brought in, the number of employees they've added, and, you know, because people see all the activity that goes on with ConAgra, they think the city has given them everything, and we have not, although we are extremely grateful that they're here, and I don't know where our economy would be if they weren't.